Chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years whereof the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet, for the accomplishing of the desolations of Jerusalem, even 70 years. And I set my face to Yahweh the Elohim, to seek by prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to Yahweh my Elohim, and made confession, and said, O Yahweh, the great and dreadful El, who keeps a covenant and the loving kindness with them that love him, and keep his commandments, we have sinned and have dealt perversely, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even turning aside from your precepts and from your ordinances. Neither have we listened to your servants, the prophets, that spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongs to you, but to us confusion of face, as at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel that are near and that are afar off. Through all the countries where you have driven them, because their trespass, that they have trespassed against you. O my master, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To Yahweh our Elohim belongs the mercies and the forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law, even turning aside, that they should not obey your voice. Therefore has the curse been poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of the Elohim. For we have sinned against him, and he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven has not been done, as has been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet have we not entreated the favor of Yahweh our Elohim, that we should turn from our iniquities, and have discernment in your truth. Therefore has Yahweh watched over the evil, and brought it upon us. For Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all his works which he does, and we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Yahweh our Elohim, that brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and have got your renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yahweh, according to all your righteousness, let your anger and your wrath, I pray you, be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people are become a reproach to all that are round about us. Now therefore, O our Elohim, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate, for the sake of your servants, O Yahweh. O my Elohim, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you for our righteousness, but for your great mercy's sake. O Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, listen and do. Defer not for your own sake, O my Elohim, because your city and your people are called by your name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh my Elohim, for the holy mountain of my Elohim. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he instructed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you wisdom and understanding. At the beginning of your supplications, the commandment went forth, and I am come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore consider the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed upon your people and upon your holy city to finish transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and discern that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem to the anointed one, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It shall be built again with street and moat, even in troubled times. And after 62 weeks shall the anointed one be cut off, and shall have nothing. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and even to the end shall be war, desolations are determined. And he shall make a firm covenant with many for 1 week, and in the middle of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and upon the wing of abomination shall come one that makes desolate, and even to the full end, and that determined shall wrath be poured out upon the desolate.